We are in Siman Shin Mem Hei. We're up to Siv Zayin, and that's what we'll be doing. Now, up until now, we went through the halacha of the definition of a Rishus HaYachid. A Rishus HaYachid is a place that is enclosed by walls that are 10 tfachim high. The place itself must be 4 by 4 tfachim wide. That's a Rishus HaYachid, whether it has actual walls going up, whether it is a mound that is 10 tfachim high, or whether it is a charitz in the ground that is 10 tfachim deep. All of that is a Rishus HaYachid, and it goes all the way up the Shamayim. Sif Zayin, Ezeo Rishus HaRabim. What is a Rishus HaRabim? Doraisa. Rechovos Ushvakim, the streets or the marketplaces. Harachovim Tes Zayin Amma. They have 16 Amas wide. The Einam Mekurim, and they are not covered. They do not have a ceiling. The Ein Lehem Choma, and they're not surrounded by a wall. So what is this? We learned the din of Rishus HaRabim from the Midbar, where the Jews were, when Klal Yisrael was traveling through the Midbar. So we know that the width of where they went was Tez Zayin Amma, because they had the wagons that were traveling side by side. So the halacha is that anything that is like that, that has to be 16 Amos wide, and it's a big public thoroughfare, the halacha is that that's a Rishus HaRabim. Now, in the desert, there was no ceiling. So a place that has a ceiling is automatically not a Rishus HaRabim. And it's not surrounded by walls. Vafilu yeshlem choma, even if it is surrounded by walls, imei mefuloshim mishar l'shar. If there is a road, a street, that goes from one side of town all the way to the other one, it goes so that you walk into the city gates, it has a choma, you walk into the city gates on one side, and you can walk all the way through to the second side. So there, even though it has a wall, that would still be a Rishus HaRabim. Vein dal sosav nulas balayla, and the Rama adds, and it doesn't have doors that close at night. Have a Rishus HaRabim. That's all a Rishus HaRabim. So included in this would be intercity roads, also the main street of a city, if it's going from one side to the other side. So then that street is a Rishus HaRabim. And all the streets that open into it are also Rishus HaRabim. We'll see about that later. Now the Rama says that if it has walls and has gates that close at night, then it's not a Rishus HaRabim. The Rama here is being sosa, not like the Rambam, who says they only have to be roy to be closed at night, even though they're not closed at night. Says the Mechaber now, V'yesh omrim, shekol she'en shishim ribo ovrim bo b'chol yom, ein a Rishus HaRabim. Some say that if you don't have 600,000 people walking through there every day, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Why is that? Since we're learning it out of Diglei Midbar. Now, even though in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael was a few million, it was 600,000 that were males that were counted between 20 and 60. Nevertheless, since they are the ones that the Torah counted, that seems to be the significant number. If there were another number that would make a difference to us, then the Torah would have said it straight out. Now, the mashmas is that the Shulchan Aruch does not hold this way. He only brings this as a yesh omrim. Now, what is the significance of this, of whether or not you need shishim riba? We saw here that he says that even if it has walls, a Rishus HaRabim, even if it is a walled city, but if you have walls with open doors, they're not closed at night, and you can walk from one end to the other end, the halachi is that street, and we'll see everything open to that street, is a Rishus HaRabim. So if you go ahead and make an Eruv, what we call an Eruv, which we'll get into later, with Tzuras HaPesach, so you have posts and strings on top of them, that couldn't be better than a wall. And if in a wall the halacha is that it doesn't have doors that close at night, see here too in a Rishus HaRabim, since the Tzuras HaPesach are open, that wouldn't work. In other words, we have a rule here. Once something is a major thoroughfare and is 16 Amos wide, it is a Rishus HaRabim, and Tzuras HaPesach will not help you. You actually have to seal the whole place off, at least at night. It's got to be a place that's closed. Otherwise, it's considered Rishus HaRabim, and you can't carry Dalet Amos in it. So according to the Shita that you need Shishim Ribo, so that's all right. You need 600,000 people that go through it. And if you don't have 600,000 people, then regular Tzuras HaPesach will help. But if you don't hold to that sheet, if you're going to go with the first sheet in the Mechaber that the Yesh Omim is coming against, that would hold that you don't need 600,000. So that would mean that in all big cities, in any decent city, if you have a public thoroughfare somewhere, the halach is the Erev will not work. Now the Mishnah Berurah comes out, Ein Limchos. You should not protest if someone uses an Erev. But the truth of the matter is that we should really be machmir and not rely on the Erev made with poles and strings in any street that's 16 amos wide if there are a lot of people there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah already asks the question, the Lashon of the Mechaber is She'ein Shishim Ribo Ovrim Bo B'chol Yom, and he wants to know where that comes from. Rov Rishonim don't use that lashon, that every day you need 600,000 people there. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say that it could be that even according to the Makilim, you don't really need 600,000 people walking there or living there. It has to be open to 600,000 people. For example, something like a street that goes from one end of town to the other, it has to be open on the sides to people of the other cities that together would add up to 600,000. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush in the Sefer where he says that you don't need 600,000 people walking through there. That's only a halacha in the intercity roads. Whereas in the city itself, as long as you have 600,000 people walking to and fro, even though they're not on any given street, all the main streets of the city are considered considered Rishus HaRabin. And the poles and the strings will not help. According to him, you cannot make an Erev on any large city where you have 600,000 people there, even though they don't use a single road. It's on this basis that he ruled out making Erev in many of the cities in America. According to the Mishnah Berurah, even if this weren't the case, relying on the kula that if you don't have Shishim Ribo, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, that in itself, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is only Ein Limchos, you don't protest. If Rav Moshe would hold that it's even worse than that, that it's considered a real Rishus HaRabim, then there's a very big makom for one to be machmir.